This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our first story this hour is one that's been making the headlines because we want to talk about improving safety regulations for construction sites. And this is after a photo of an accident on the MRR2 went viral. You may have seen this actually. It involved a concrete slab that had fallen from the Sukhe Highway construction site above and a driver. And the Sukhe Highway is, of course, the Sungai Besi Ulu Klang Elevated Expressway. That when it comes to what happened to the driver, fortunately she survived. Only her left hand was injured and she is being treated at the Tuanku Mukris Chancellor Hospital. But the photo was deeply frightening, right? Because it is exactly, I think, the kind of fear that drivers and everyone has, this idea that something could just kind of fall from a construction site above you, especially when the slab was as large as it was. So Works Minister Datuk Sri Fadilah Yusof has ordered stern action to be taken against those responsible, and he's asked the Construction Industry Development Board and the Malaysia Highway Authority to conduct comprehensive audits on all public works immediately. And in the meantime, he said the concrete slabs of the Sukhe Highway have been strengthened to avoid similar incidents in the future. And we wanted to talk about this, of course, because like I said, it's a horrible fear. But the other thing is also, there are so many construction sites across particularly urban areas in the country. Here in the Klang Valley, I think you can't really drive anywhere without at some point or another encountering an elevated expressway being built or some other large infrastructure public works project or some building. You know, there's always something happening. And as you pass it, and especially with the kind of weather that we're seeing these days, I think there is a very real concern on how it is that we are working to preserve the safety of the public, the people passing by, and also the workers who are actually on site. So that's what we want to talk about this time. If you would like to share your thoughts on safety regulations at construction sites and how you felt, I guess, when you saw that photo, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to David Goh, who is a project coordinator in a construction firm and has 15 years of experience specializing on bridges and jetties. David, thank you so much for joining us. Firstly, can you walk us through current safety regulations at construction sites?
Okay, generally, for all construction sites, every worker must have the valid documentation in place. First off is, of course, the valid permit, valid entry into the country, as well as going through the CIDB course. So the CIDB course for locals, for the Malaysian locals, it's quite easy to do, but for the foreign workers, it's a little bit harder. You have to actually show proof of a letter of award and a lot of documentation that is needed before they actually are able to attend the course, the CIDB course. So once you have the CIDB, we call it the green card, then you're able to work on site. So for most construction sites, that if they have two shifts, the day shift and the night shift, there's always a toolbox meeting held every morning or at the beginning of the shift. So if it's at night, at the beginning of the night shift, they will have a toolbox meeting. So a toolbox meeting is generally the gathering of everyone for all subcontractor workers, general workers, crane operators, excavator operators, basically for the entire site team. It's a 20-minute to 40-minute briefing. Basically, every day they will go through, first off, covering the personal protective equipment from the helmets, safety harnesses, vests, high visual vests. If you're working near roads or around traffic, high traffic area, safety shoes as well as for any welding work, eye protection glasses, gloves, so on. Like that. So that is the daily toolbox meeting that has to be done. Because it's recorded and also a requirement depending on the project value. If the project value is 90 million and below, a safety officer has to be appointed. A safety officer with a green card that is endorsed by DOSH, the Department of Safety and Health.
And would you say that workers are well-trained when it comes to safety?
Yes, they are. We will say that they are. They are well-trained when it comes to safety. Most of the time, the new workers, they are always more vigilant to these kind of things. It's always the workers who have more experience, who are in the industry for more than 10, 15 years. That's normally when they start, you know, becoming lax and becoming less cautious about the safety issue.
Right. And, you know, in terms of that safety training, how often do they undergo that?
Safety training, normally, currently in Malaysia, the regulations is you only have to do it, the CIDB training once, and then after that, you just renew it every year or bi-yearly, or we don't actually do safety training after that one time.
And in your opinion then, would you say those safety regulations are adequate?
It is adequate to a certain extent because, it's just that sometimes people become more careless over time, that's all, and a refresher needs to be done.
Okay, so when it looks, when you look then, I guess, at existing regulations, what would you say is currently lacking, or does it come down to, as it always does in some cases, enforcement?
Yes, enforcing it is not easy. For every construction site, they have a hierarchy, which is basically a list of summons or a list of fines that they have. So if you don't wear a helmet, it's how much. If it's you don't wear a safety harness, it's how much. If you don't adhere to the standards, then you follow that list and find them accordingly. It's just that it's a bit hard with foreign workers. Sometimes it's because of the language barrier. Sometimes it's just because of them being careless because, you know, they're so used to this kind of conditions.
And if we look at what happened recently, what might have caused something like this incident to occur?
I'm not really sure what caused it, but the general idea is, the piece of that concrete block that fell is actually a prefabricated parapet wall. So basically, it's where it mounts onto the deck slab, and it prevents cars from going off the highway. So these concrete blocks, they are precasted elsewhere. Then they are brought over, they are hoisted up by the crane, and then they are placed on top temporarily before they actually concrete the inside, the inner part. So once they hoist it up, they actually have a temporary rebar that they need to actually slot through and weld. So there's much speculation going on, but there is a chance that the welding wasn't done properly or the rebar that was used was not adequate and actually caused it to fall off.
And if we take the perspective of, I don't know, people driving by or walking past, if they do notice that safety measures are not being adhered to at a construction site, is there something that they should do?
From what I know currently, there has been a lot of social media support from the government bodies such as DBKL, LLM, Lembaga Lebuh Raya Malaysia. They do have a Twitter blast out, and then they also hashtag each other to actually let people know about these kind of things. So I think social media now is the one that actually helps a lot in the sense of awareness, as well as makes it easy for the general public to actually report incidences, report these safety hazards.
Would you know if anything is being done to promote, I guess, a conducive environment for construction workers to raise issues of safety with their managers?
Yes, there is. There have been issues, but it all boils down to the cost, and implementing these safety measures sometimes is not cost effective. And sometimes it's a little bit too strict. These safety measures is a little bit too strict. But mainly it boils down to the cost.
And would limiting construction activities to the nighttime be feasible to increase public safety?
Generally now, first off, night works is always more expensive. The rate for working at night is sometimes 1.5 times, sometimes double the rate. And therefore, a lot of people do not necessarily want to do night works because of the cost. And of course, if they can keep the cost down, that's the main idea. However, there are certain obstacles as well, working at night. First off, the adequate lighting, permits to actually close down the road, especially depending on the area. Applying these permits as well is not easy. Basically, generally, we do not want to do night work because the cost is too high.
And David, finally, what other measures are needed to ensure that ongoing developments do prioritise public safety?
If we're talking that we're just talking about the incident that happened on the SOK Highway, maybe one method would be to do shorter intervals of the parapet wall, of the precast parapet wall, instead of actually hoisting up so many at one go and welding it and having such a long stretch. Maybe they can actually shorten the stretch to actually complete the concreting works first. Because once they do weld it and they concrete it, it is securely in place and it will definitely not fall off anymore. Maybe that's one method that they could use. Or maybe they could actually change the design. Back in the 80s, these parapet walls are actually casted in situ, which means they actually put the molds on and they cast the parapet walls on site instead of actually pre-casting it elsewhere and then hoisting it up. So maybe a change in the design might also help to ensure public safety. Well, we try our best. We have safety nets to actually protect and to cover from any falling debris, but those are only for small and light objects. If it's something as big as and heavy as the parapet wall, there's actually no safety net that can handle this load. We do close one lane depending on the time of the day. We are not allowed to close that one lane during peak hours. Adjusting and coordinating the timing of when this is done is also important, as allowed by the authorities on the timing of where we can actually close these lanes. We do apply that at all our sites. So if anything were to fall, there won't be any casualties or any incidents because there's nobody underneath.
David, thank you so much for those insights. That was David Goh, project coordinator in a construction firm, talking to us about safety regulations in construction sites. And we wanted to address this, of course, because a photo of an accident on the MRR2 involving the Suke Highway construction kind of went viral. A concrete slab actually fell from that construction site. So we thought it was the right time to try to address this issue of improving safety in these areas. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share on safety in construction sites, really, and what might need to be done in order to make the public feel safer, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So Sabri says, the previous government always reduced the cost of development projects. How can contractors have high levels of safety measures and equipment in their projects then? And that's true to a point, but I also think that we do need to ask ourselves if the two are definitely related. I think, there is also the fact that the previous government, I suppose, would say that they reduced the cost of development projects because the costs were inflated to begin with. But I do see your point. I think, however, a base level of safety does need to be present. So regardless, and that should be built into the cost in the first place when it's tendered or presented. We also have this from Anil, who says, safety management at the job site must be the responsibility of all beyond the site safety officers. Engineers, supervisors, etc. need to ensure full compliance to risk control measures that are identified in the, okay, I'm going to hazard a guess at this, I think it's the HIRARC or the HIRARC. Construction company management and project consultants must demonstrate their commitment to safety and health at job sites by doing regular site visits and inspection, and they must walk the talk. Industry groups must also share good practices that can be seen around the country so that we raise the standard of practices at job sites. And then we have Ravi simply saying, lack of enforcement, this is why perpetrators don't bother at all. If you'd like to share any thoughts on safety at construction sites, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.